Oh my gosh, I love the song you're playing.
Oh, as do I.
I literally, I'm not kidding you, at 2 o'clock in the morning after I got finished cleaning and organizing my closet last night at my house, was singing that song in the shower for like 30 minutes.
By the way, who is this?
This is Kelly.
We figured.
Just giving you crap.
No, I love that song. I love her too. She is such a sweetheart.
You Texas girls stick together, don't you?
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, she's East Texas, yeah.
We are talking to Kelly Clarkson, by the way. Her single is out featuring Vince Gill. It's called Don't Rush. It is awesome. It's on Greatest Hits Chapter 1, which is like 17 songs. Did you even ever see this happening when you won American Idol?
Oh, God. I mean, you hope, but I mean, no. You know, I'd already, you know, had, you know, tried so many things like in the industry and they didn't end up working out. So I was like, you know, I kind of thought, oh, this is the 15 minutes and I don't know if this is going to work. Especially being the first season, you didn't know that what could happen, you know?
I know. I mean, think about it. You sang at the inauguration for the President of the United States. I mean, there are a lot of singing competition shows and people can sing, but for you to win, you have an amazing voice, of course. But then parlay that into the career you've had, the success you've had, and you're still so down to earth and nice and funny. Not only can you sing, you're a chick that we would actually enjoy hanging out with.
Oh, well, thank you. Goodness, I'm just going to call you every day to feel good about myself.
And, like, you're on time and you're early.
I know.
It doesn't happen a lot with the guys in the business, and they're always saying that they're waiting on us. I beg to differ.
Oh, no, I just had a conversation yesterday at lunch. I had a business meeting, and people started talking about people being late, and I think that is the most disrespectful thing ever. So, yeah.
Oh, we love you for that. You know, Amy was mentioning your performance at the presidential inauguration, and I just rewatched it before you called. I got choked up. I mean, when people hear you sing, they are in awe of mm-hmm. those vocals.
Okay, seriously, you're like the best friend I've never had. I want you to call me every day.
I mean, we're going to start sending you positive tweets daily.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, affirmations.
I love it.
Kelly, but who, I mean, that can't be the first time you've heard that, first of all. And secondly, whose vocals are you in awe of?
Oh, you know what? My favorite singer on the planet is actually Trisha Yearwood.
I love her.
Her voice, no, I kid you not. I mean, I remember when I was a little girl in the car and she came on and she was actually just singing Walk Away Joe. It wasn't even like a huge ballad or anything, but that was the first song I heard her. It must have been like, I don't know, 10, 11 around there. I dove right in and got all her music and I think it's very rare when a voice can sound that warm and also that powerful when it's high. I was also a huge fan of Aretha Franklin as well. So.
Well, who's not, right?
Yeah, which I missed her singing that song. I would not have sang My Country 'Tis of Thee. Everybody kept mentioning the last time, and I was so confused. And then finally, the next day, my assistant was like, yeah, well, we all watched the inauguration. Did you miss the part where Aretha sang? And I was like, what? I must have been, like, totally working, lost, and because I remember watching him speak, but I must have missed the performances. Like,
you probably went to the bathroom or something.
I would not have sang that song after Aretha Franklin did it.
Well, you did it great.
Well, thanks. Yeah, it's just something funny I found out later, but yeah.
Have you ever met Aretha or Trisha?
I've met both, and honestly, I was so excited because I get fearful of meeting people I really love because, like, sometimes you get let down.
Yeah, you don't want to be disappointed.
Yeah, and honestly, Trisha Yearwood, the nicest person in the world, and Aretha was super cool as well. So,
oh, that's so good to know.
I know, because, you know, it's just such a bummer sometimes when you just idolize someone, and then it's like, oh, and usually they're not mean to me. They're mean to people around me, and I'm like,
right.
Oh, that's worse. That's like your true colors.
Yeah, equally disappointing.
Yeah, almost worse, because then it's like you just faked it with me and you're actually mean. So
we are talking with Kelly Clarkson. Greatest Hits Chapter 1 is out now. On it, you're going to find Don't Rush with Vince Gill. I have to ask you before we talk about the song real quick. Did you see the photobomb picture with President Clinton?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. So we saw it, like, my fans are so crazy. They have stuff before anybody has it. So I saw it on my Twitter literally right after I got off the stage. We all left and went inside. Like, it was pretty quick. And so Brandon and I were like, oh, my gosh, if he's at the White House reception tonight, we have to beg him to let us take a picture like that. Like, with me behind two people. Like, and doing, like, a thumbs up going, yeah. Like, you know? And we couldn't get near him. He happened to be there, but there were so many politicians around him. Like, I just felt like a tool to, you know, walk him and be like, yeah, the economy. Can I get a picture? We didn't get to do it, but we were dying to do it. Because I think it's funny because people keep making fun of him like he's checking us out. But it wasn't stadium seating. So we're all literally standing behind each other. So we all were doing that. We all were peeking and looking around.
Right, of course.
Got him. Yeah.
The media is just blowing it out of proportion, but it was so damn funny, and I love your attitude about it, that you're just, you know.
I'm actually trying to get my band member that's, like, crazy good, like, with art and stuff, like, to Photoshop a picture, either draw a picture of me, like, behind him doing, like,
oh,
yeah.
My God.
You have to. It'll go viral.
One more thing. I hear you're a Little Big Town fan, too. You were talking about.
Oh, girl. Yes. I mean, I've always loved Little Big Town. Reba actually is a huge Little Big Town fan, and she turned me on to them years ago, and I've always liked them, but, like, they're amazing singers. It's like a country version of Fleetwood Mac. Like,
yes.
Man, this new sound that they did with Jay Joyce,
yep.
It's like old school Bonnie Raitt. It's like my favorite thing. I'm obsessed. Ever since I heard Tornado in the car, I was driving around Nashville, and I was like, oh my gosh, I want to sing with them. My favorite thing is like harmonies. I think Reba, she's like that too, so
of
I think
course.
That's mm-hmm. why we both gravitate towards them, but I love the harmony, man. It is so awesome, and it's so soulful.
Maybe they'd sing at your wedding.
Oh!
That is the best idea ever.
We're starting it right here.
But you don't know when you're getting married, do you?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. We know it's going to be the fall. I kid you not, I'm writing this down.
You're
I'm
the
totally
cutest.
Ask them. Watch them be on tour or something, but I'm totally going to ask them.
I love it. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for your time. You are a huge talent. We love the song, Don't Rush. It kind of reminds me of Barbara Mandrell. It's called
me too. Yeah. I love Barbara Mandrell. When I first heard it, I was like, oh, my God, I have to sing this song. I love it. But thank you for playing it, because I know it's not, like, the kind of country that everybody's really playing right now. So I appreciate it.
Oh,
I love it.
It's groovy.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling this morning. People, go out and get Greatest Hits Chapter 1 from Kelly Clarkson.
Well, thank you. I'll talk to y'all next time, y'all.